This is an
Get It
In special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, thank you. Hey, everyone, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. It's presented by D'Agostino & Associates. The injury firm, 888-24-LAW-24, bite back. I'd like to start off tonight's big Tuesday ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
How could you not?
It's so bad.
I'd also like to say good evening to Michael and Don.
But there's a big, how'd that coffee sound, Don? You came right across the mic.
And to Michael and Don.
Chris Stapleton singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Don't care.
And good evening to Don.
Halftime, I disappear into my own thoughts.
And to Don again.
I apologize. I'll take it off.
And to myself.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry. I'm dense. And to myself again.
Do you want to go talk to the Rebbies?
I don't know. Tomorrow, we're going to get Don. Michael, we're going to get footage tomorrow of Don wandering around Brooklyn asking questions.
He needs answers.
Yeah.
And by the way, we are poised to give you the Hall of Fame results that'll be announced on MLB Network. And if anybody makes it, we'll tell you during ENN.
Yay!
How likely is it people are going to make it?
I think Scott Rolen has a chance. Otherwise, if he doesn't make it, I think it's a shutout, which the town of Cooperstown will love.
By the way, that's what a year for Don. This is why you love baseball. So their two options are Scott Rolen or bust.
Or nobody.
And by the way, as far as drawing people, either one is the same thing as far as I'm concerned. But my Lord, that's not what you want.
Todd Helton, maybe?
Oh, my God. Keep going.
That's about it. A-Rod's not going to get in.
Is Terry Pendleton not available? What's going on here?
Terry Pendleton. That's who he pulls out of.
Do you want to go talk to the Rebbies? I don't know. Nice player, by the way. Let's not be.
It's not an awful pull.
He's not a Hall of Fame.
No, but that's the point.
That's the point.
He wanted to pull random player.
Who's a nice player.
And for somebody that's not from New York to pull out somebody that Met fans hate, I hated Terry Pendleton. As a Brave, especially as a Cardinal, he had that home run in 87 that just killed the Mets' chances.
Also as a Raven.
Mm-hmm. No, he's a Charger now. I think he's a Ram.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now. He's a Charger. Oh, no, he's a Ram.
Never gets old. It really doesn't.
It's number one all time. It's with a bullet. I don't even know what's close to being in the conversation with it, honestly. And I do want to announce this. I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't want to give away, speak out of school, but I'm going to do it a little bit.
All right.
There is going to be a change to this year's the way seating and brackets are done in Drop Madness.
Is that official now?
It is official. There's going to be a change.
Why weren't Don and I notified?
Well, I think it was my idea, if it's the change I'm hoping for.
Don, I think they just changed the name of the regions.
Well, it's not just a change of the name of the regions. It's a change. There are no longer regions named after each
right.
of us.
Right.
Those days are over.
So why would you be pigeonholed into only having 16 for a region? If Michael Kay had 20 really good drops, why should four be excluded? So let's go with the top 64 drops.
And listen, if everybody loves, Don drops, for example, like everyone does, I have no issue with Don going up against Don. And we know Don would love it.
Don playing against Don.
Yeah.
Or Michael versus Michael in the last year.
That's the name of Michael's 21st book.
Michael versus Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I can't wait for that one. Also, this is exciting to myself, Michael, and Don, and no one else. I figured out finally how to get my SAG-AFTRA awards pin so I can watch these movies. Thank you.
I didn't get it because they say they're not sending physical ones.
But if you look in your email right now, we finally got like the email that sends you on the path to watching the stream.
I've got to be honest with you, Peter.
You don't care. You don't watch.
There's not one movie there that I care about. I mean, I've seen The Fablemans. That's something I wanted to see.
I want to see Fablemans. That's there.
Yeah.
I want to see the one with the kid from, well, he's now a 40-something-year-old man from Goonies. Everything All the Time, All at Once, or whatever it's called.
Right. I saw Elvis. I would root for that just because it's the only one I saw.
Wait, what you saw? Which one?
Elvis. Also, there will be somebody at Cooperstown. I should correct myself. Fred McGriff made it from the whatever veteran.
Oh, he loves Pendleton.
Well, did Peter study up on baseball overnight or what?
Well, but what are you arguing?
Same team.
This is what we've always asked for.
I'm not arguing. I'm just stunned.
You're stunned that I knew that Fred McGriff and Terry Pendleton were teammates?
Yeah, I really, frankly, I am.
The popularity of, you cannot forget the popularity of the early 90s Braves. It was like, that was still the real TBS era. Well, they were on constantly.
He's not a Hall of Famer. And Scott Rolen's not a Hall of Famer. We got to stop with this Hall of Fame. They've really devalued it now.
I will not,
devalue these men.
Yeah, I will not.
No, it's. I mean, listen. I he's got nice. That 7-time All Star was a National League Rookie of the Year. 8 Gold Gloves. It's a outstanding player.
Oh, you're talking about Rolen. Rolen was a great defender.
Yeah, so he's a great defender. So was Keith Hernandez. He's not getting in.
Well, maybe he should.
But he's not. So Scott Rolen shouldn't go. 4 different teams, like, so he didn't even really have a team. He's in the Cardinals Hall of Fame for some reason, for, I guess, because he was on the 06 team that won the championship.
They love him in St. Louis.
Well, good. Then put him in the Cardinal Hall of Fame and have a good time.
Chip Carey?
What?
16 years with the Braves.
Mm.
And then the guy lost the gig with the Cardinals because DUI for the 3rd time.
Oh.
Chip Carey left the Braves to go to the Cardinals because that's where his grandfather had his, started. That's where Harry Carey started.
Yes, he did.
And then went to
White Sox, Cubs. He's, you know, the Cardinals. That's
and he was pretty popular because his dad worked in Atlanta. Skip.
Yeah.
It's caused a big, big uproar in Atlanta.
I've got broads in Atlanta.
What?
Nothing. It's a song. Huh. Anyways, let's hear from Jordan Rana. It's actually it's not only a song of Atlanta, Don, it's also an inside joke between me and Natalie about said thing.
Okay.
Can I join?
She will jokingly ask me, wait, you have broads in Atlanta? I'm like, of course.
Well, who said such an objectionable song?
That's objectionable? Oh, boy, Don, I don't want him to play him other stuff.
But you can't say, like, if we were just doing a show, we can't say broads in Atlanta. It's wrong. So
I mean, it's not that bad.
I'm sure that it would cause a huge uproar if Don said, by the way, I'm going to Atlanta next week, and I've got some broads there. I mean,
well,
that would be a
different.
Bad thing.
Well, the uproar would be that he's a married man. I don't think it would be that he called them broads.
Well, you can't call women broads.
There was
who was the genius who wrote this?
It was Designer.
Right, but the song you brought up earlier in the show, 99 Problems and the Anyone, that you can't say that either.
I didn't say it.
I know you didn't say it, but it's still a song. You didn't question why the song was written.
And hold on, and I know we live in sensitive times.
Very.
And of course it would be strange if I, dead serious, without any humor, referred to Natalie as my broad. I get it. That's weird. But to reference it in a song, it's not like saying the B
word. So
let's all settle down.
If you want to say something really bad, just have somebody write a song and then you can say it.
Well, no, I would not recommend that.
I said something so innocently earlier and I think it got dumped on radio.
That was not innocent.
That was very innocent.
Well, he didn't mean to do it.
I was quoting my uncle.
Right. And you slipped. But I'm with Peter. I don't even know why we dumped that. Give me a break.
But even your uncle, he meant it in the way that it was said, no?
Well, if you have a Rubik's Cube, that's exactly what you're doing.
You're playing the game by yourself.
By yourself.
Yeah.
But it's taken on a different...
Well, I'm sorry if people want to take another leap.
Well, talk to Anthony. He dumped it.
Well, Anthony got a lot of pressure. First of all, he has to look in the mirror and see that ugly goatee.
Oh, my God.
And then he's got to deal with people over him that question everything that we say as if he's a marionette.
The goatee question has to be answered by the fact that his girlfriend must really like
it. Is that true?
There's no way she likes
it. Neutral has no neutral like or dislike.
All right, well, then take us through it, because everyone tells you to get rid of it.
It's just hideous. What's behind it?
And your girlfriend's neutral on it, why do you have it?
Yeah, what's going on?
She doesn't care.
Yeah, doesn't make a difference.
Right, so what is your passion
Sounds
for?
Like a real love story.
So what's the draw?
What's the draw, then?
Well, Don, you went to an all-boys school, right?
Excuse me?
Yes, I did.
I don't like where
In
this
high
is going.
School, so yeah. you couldn't have facial hair.
Right.
So eventually, people just make horrible mistakes with their facial hair once they graduate, and I just haven't gotten rid of it yet.
here's what I think it is. See if you think I'm wrong.
All right, I'm here.
I think he has an ugly, unsightly, big wart on his chin. And he uses the goatee to cover it up. That's the only reason I have it.
That's amazing.
I gotta tell you, I love the take.
That is a great take. That's the take. Because then you'd understand it.
Scott Rowland, I think, made it, yeah.
Ugh.
Don, what are you doing this summer?
What's the, I'm making the trip. Cooperstown.
Yeah, I'm going straight to Cooperstown.
I don't want to be disrespectful to these players.
It's too late. You've devalued.
I'm sorry. One of the most fundamental sports conversations in radio is whether somebody's a Hall of Famer or not. And when you see some of the guys that are in there now, are you telling me these are the greatest ever to play the game? Is Scott Rowland the greatest ever to play the game of baseball? So to me, it's more of a compliment to the museum than it is a disrespect to these players. Fred McGriff was an outstanding player. Is he one of the greatest of all time? He didn't get to 500 home runs. Sorry.
Well, there was also a work stoppage. And he
all right,
was
there's
one
a lot of things that
he
go on.
He was one guy who did not take PEDs. By the way, here's the I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Don't hurt yourself.
Rowland got in and Helton just missed. Yeah. And Wagner just missed.
I don't think Wagner's a Hall of Famer either. You tell me he's one of the greatest closers of all time.
Yeah,
stop yourself.
He might
stop
be.
And he was a Met and I loved him, but stop it. Stop it.
No,
stop
you're
it.
Wrong. You're
this
wrong.
Is the greatest of, I'm wrong?
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Yep.
Well, what's your retort?
He's great, one of the greatest closers of all time.
You know what? That's a problem.
Wait, what's
don't
the problem?
Compare everybody to Mariano Rivera.
I'm not comparing everybody to Mariano Rivera. But so, you're telling me he's one of the great closers of all. I don't even think Trevor Hoffman should be in there, okay?
Stop yourself. I could join you on that.
I look at closers and I say to myself, you better do something really, really special for a long period of time to get into the Hall of Fame. It's like putting in a field goal kicker, for Christ's sake. Tired of it.
Is he allowed to say for Christ's
sake? I know.
Sake?
We're going to find out. People on yes, no. But we're going to find out on radio. I'm sorry. No, don't be dismissive because I'm not Mr. Baseball guy like you. Billy Wagner was an outstanding closer. One of the greatest players of all time. We've got to stop this madness.
It's.
Peter, stop.
I hear what Don's saying.
No, you don't hear it. You don't. Jeff Passan heartily endorses Rowland being in.
Good.
And he knows more than you.
He does,
yeah,
but that
go.
Doesn't mean that I can't have an opinion.
Yeah, your opinion's right.
On that I believe that over the last few years with Fred McGriff and Harold Baines that we're putting guys in just because it's a popularity contest and we got to put guys in because everybody's trying to make some sort of a statement, roids or he was a popular player. Give
Rookie
me a break.
Of the year, won this, a World Series, 7-time All-Star.
He won the World Series. Was the only one on the team. Did he play every position? I love that. Happened to be on the 06 Cardinals, and he's Rookie of the Year. He's an 8-time Gold Glover, Silver Slugger in 2002, outstanding player. But this is a museum that they didn't take Joe DiMaggio on the first ballot. To now, it's like, oh well, he almost had 500 home runs. Let's put him in the Hall of Fame.
It took Rowland 9 years, didn't it?
Well, it should have took another 9.
Well, that's strong.
So, Scott Rowland, to you, honestly, have an opinion on something.
Yeah, stand up.
That museum that you will take your kids to one day, around the hallowed halls of Cooperstown.
Hallowed, not hollow.
I said the way I want to
say
it.
Well, it's kind of hollow.
All right? It's hollow.
It's hollow.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. And you walk in those halls and you're going to say, there's Scott Rowland, one of the greatest ever to play the game. Stop it.
I will.
There's Fred McGriff, one of the greatest to ever play the game. There's Harold Baines, one of the greatest to ever play the game. There's Bill Mazeroski, one of the greatest to ever play the game. Really?
That's what I'll tell them.
I don't know, lying to your kids.
I don't know. Why do you troll Don? You obviously don't actually
I'm not
feel...
trolling Don.
Yeah, no,
he's trolling me.
Because
you really feel that way about because some of those Don makes the point. It's Hall of Fame. Somewhat well known.
I had a problem with Harold Baines. I think he got in because of political reasons. But Scott Rowland is a legitimately great player. The thing that I will sign off on, and I know it's somewhat of a product of stopping people at 10 people that they could vote for. Scott Rowland has not picked up a hit or caught a ground ball at third base in 8 years. Why is he now elected when you've kept him waiting? Why? I don't get it. Why? How's that possible? You change your opinion that much? Well, I more stats became available to me, and some slots opened up on my 10 ballot. Okay, I'll play along.
It's a goof. It really is. It's irritating.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground. A long time ago, I was saying something about Jordan Ronan.
Sentence.
And he said Daniel Jones will be back. He's not so sure, though, about Saquon Barkley.
Well, we know Daniel Jones is going to be back. I mean, Joe Shea made that abundantly clear yesterday. You know, we'd like to have Daniel Jones here. And then he actually even slipped at one point and said, we're happy Daniel's going to be here. So he actually said it as if it's already done. So he's either going to get signed or the franchise tag. Saquon, I think that one's going to be up in the air. I mean, you heard him talk yesterday. He said that's a good player. Then he talked about positional value, priority positions. Yeah, you have to worry about the salary cap. Like, that sounds like greasing the skids for the possibility that he's not. But if they do get a Jones deal done early, you know, that $10 million franchise tag for the running back isn't so bad. They offered him more than that during the bye week. Saquon said he doesn't, you know, he's not looking to reset the market. The market's 16 with McCaffrey. I think if they came in at 14, they can get a deal done, but I'm not sure the Giants want to go there.
It is interesting that Shane sort of made it so obvious, like the difference. I mean, there obviously has to be some purpose to it, right?
Well, I mean, if you believe Ian O'Connor, right, that they offered him $12.5 million a year and he turned it down, that's probably the top that they want to go. And he's probably saying, all right, we're going to move on. We're not giving him more than $12.5 million a year. So he's sending a message.
It's the running back position. It's one of the last things you have to worry about, and that's what the Giants are going to do. They're going to address all of their free agents in order of importance to the team, not the popularity, not what kind of good guy they are. They've got to do what's right for the football team. And running back is not as important as your defensive line, your quarterback, making sure that there's enough money for you to go out and get some weapons for your quarterback that you hope to re-sign. And then they'll address Barkley. And if there's money left over, they'll make a decent deal. If the franchise tag is there, they'll franchise him. But and Peter, we love him. If it was just about the signing the best guys, he'd probably be on the top of the list. But I'm sorry, we keep circling back to the same point. He's a running back. It's a disrespect to the position, not the player.
It really is wild, too. I don't know if anything has changed. No. I mean, I would say in football, the two things that have changed the most since we were kids is going forward on fourth down and the way the running back is viewed. It's like a completely different thing, both of them.
Yeah, it's a completely different animal. No, by the way, if you want to make yourself absolutely sick to your stomach.
Oh, I love that.
Compare Scott Rolen's stats to Keith Hernandez. And tell me Keith doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. Give me a break. I'm boycotting Cooperstown. Not going to go in.
I like what you're saying right now.
I'm not going to set foot in the place.
Now, I know Peter has not really been able to dive into E&M, but there's one other thing that happened on this ballot that sickens me.
Okay.
Carlos Beltran gets 44.5%. Carlos Beltran, you look at his stats, he's
Come
a Hall of Famer.
Come on. And what? Because I don't even.
Why? Because he helped them devise a way to steal signs. Yeah. Everybody else on the Astros got off scot free, except for this guy. And I'm talking about it. I'm not talking about him because I work with him at Yes. Has nothing to do with it whatsoever. How is he not a Hall of Famer? He's the only guy with anything to do about it. AJ Hinch got a job. Alex Cora has a job with the Red Sox. All the Astros got their World Series ring. This guy's going to be kept out of Cooperstown because he devised a way to steal signs. Yeah. You're all a bunch of hypocrites.
Right. And yet you'll put in Gaylord Perry, who physically cheated with the spitball. Stop.
It's a disgrace that guy. If you say his numbers are not Hall of Fame, okay, fine. We can argue that. If you think his numbers are Hall of Fame, but you keep him out because he devised a cheating scandal, you should be ashamed of yourself for drawing that line.
And all these writers and all these voters, I got news for you, okay? You're not that important. You're really not. So the whole idea that you're trying to stand on some moral high ground, you're trying to protect the game. I'm trying to protect baseball. Stop yourself. You're not that important.
Guy had 435 home runs. I think that's fourth most among switch hitters in baseball history. The guy was an absolute stud, 9-time All-Star. And because he was the guy that got named in the report, because he fell between the cracks of not being protected by the players' union, and he was the Met manager at the time. Major League Baseball has egg on its face and should be ashamed of itself that this is the guy that's the face of the Astros scandal when there were so many more people involved. And other people that were involved, as I said, have jobs. And the Mets fired him. A.J. Hinch is managing the Tigers. Alex Cora is managing the Red Sox. This guy, though, is the only guy who did the whole thing. He's the mastermind of everything. He's the Dr. Evil. You're all a bunch of clowns.
With that, you guys down to do a little more actual ENN stories on the other side?
Yeah, I apologize to you.
But... Oh, we have Ryan Clark next.
Yeah, no ENN for you.
Listen, after Ryan leaves,
I got to get him like a gift basket or something.
I know, it's okay.
On Thursday.
After Ryan leaves, though, we got a couple pieces of audio we should play. I'll just say that, okay?
Because we mauled his ENN, and it was my fault.
No, it's not. It was interesting stuff. I don't feel bad. That will do it for ENN, which is presented by D'Agostino and Associates, the injury firm. Almost 35 years of getting accident victims every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino, bite back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.